The Grill Sergeant John Large, and I want to thank you so much for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. And I want to thank our sponsors who help keep the lights on and make sure that this virtual tailgate party keeps rocking and rolling all year long. Take a few minutes, go to our website at tailgateradio.com and click on one of our sponsor links. You won't be disappointed, and it doesn't cost a penny to look. Again, thank you for all your support of Tailgate Radio, making us one of the most successful podcasts in the sports and outdoor category. Enjoy this week's episode.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, John Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the beer on ice, and the grill is hot. On your walk, get set, baby, ready or not, we're gonna get some. We got ribs and things, chicken and baked beans, plates of styrofoam, we came to get it on. They like the dog, whenever we all park, just get some.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I'm the Grill Sergeant John Largent. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode. We've got a good one for you this week. We have the owner, inventor, creator of one of the coolest outdoor games or indoor games. But I'm thinking of it from a tailgating perspective, but this would be just as appropriate in a game room, a man cave, a backyard, a deck. The game is called Football 21. And Chris Rosa is going to be joining us to talk about the game and to give us some insight on how he thought of it, the process of creating the game, how you can get your hands on it, some of the functionality, some of the customization. It is just one of the coolest games. And I would encourage all of you before the interview to go to your website or your smartphone and log in to myfootball21.com. That's myfootball21.com, so you can see what he's going to be talking about when he joins us in just a couple of minutes. That's Chris Rosa with Football 21. We've also got Jason Fairchild, the sports mouth of the South. He's the host of the Big Time Breakdown, and he's going to be talking to us with his weekly segment, Are You Freaking Kidding Me? And I'm sure he's going to give his unique perspective on some of the weeks, this past week's sporting activities. Including, I don't know, there was a fight I heard this weekend, and a jogging match broke out or something. I don't know, a pillow fight. I don't know. I did not lay down the $99.99 to buy the pay per view, and I think it was money well spent. From what I've heard from people that did do that or went to a sports bar. But I'm sure Jason's going to give us some great insight on that. Maybe it's going to be something else. I don't know. Jason always has his own. He's kind of a loose cannon, and you never know what to expect with Jason. So we're gonna check in with him this week, folks. I want to tell you before we go to our first break just how much I really appreciate everybody listening in to Tailgate Radio. We have, and I know I sound like a broken record, but every week I am just shocked, surprised, and really humbled by how many people are listening in every week. This show is only made possible because of listeners like you. That almost sounded like a PBS commercial. This show is made possible from listeners like you. Have you ever heard that? Anyway, you know, our numbers continue to exceed our expectation, and, you know, we really do appreciate your support, listening every week, hitting that subscribe button on iTunes, listening to us on Stitcher or the TuneIn app for your smartphone, over at Podomatic. All of our European listeners in Australia and New Zealand that listen to us on Audio Boom, we certainly appreciate that. This is a global show, even though we're talking about tailgating. And that's an amazing, when you start thinking about the technology, that I can talk into this microphone, and within just a couple of hours, it goes everywhere in the world on demand and you can listen to us whenever you want to. And that's the other really cool thing about this show. I've gotten emails and texts and tweets that say, hey, we listen to your show every morning on the way to our CrossFit, or we listen to you on the way to our kids' soccer game, or we listen to you on the way to the track. You know, last week in Talladega, we had a ton of people that reached out to us and said how much they enjoyed the show, and also gave them a chance to turn them on to one of our other shows here, part of Game Day Media, which is Track Smack with Dawn Murphy. And she is a badass, and she talks about racing. And so we have that kind of connection with our fans, and we love the interaction. All the suggestions you give us, the recipes, the photos of your tailgate setup. We're going to be doing some really cool stuff later in the year with some giveaways, and we're going to be doing some really cool giveaways later in the year. So if you are listening to us or subscribed to us, you're going to get to partake into some really cool contests if you want to, some great discount deals with some of the folks we have on as guests, and some other products and services that we have out there. And it's just going to be a whirlwind of a lot of cool stuff happening between now and, I'd say end of June, early part of July. We just have a ton of stuff happening. And we've got some great guests coming up as well from the world of sports and food and celebrities. This is just a fun thing to do, and it's fun that you're listening in. So we really do appreciate it. You can always check out what we have going on over at our website at tailgateradio.com, our Twitter, which we are about to hit 44,000 followers on Twitter, which I know if I were Beyonce or, Kermit the Frog or somebody like that, that's not much. But for this group and this listeners, and it's been grassroots, you know, it's been so cool to watch our numbers tick up every single week. And they're real numbers because I see who joins us. And it's a tailgate club that's from the University of Iowa, or it is a group of NFL fans from the Ravens Roost, which is a awesome, awesome tailgate club. I actually spoke at one of their events years ago in the Baltimore area. And, you know, again, everybody in Baltimore, we're kind of thinking about you guys and hope that everything gets better there. But it's that kind of community and that continued growth that takes place here with Tailgate Radio that we're so excited about. So when we come back from the break, we're going to have Chris Rosa. He is the main man over at Football 21. And we can't wait to have you listen to what he's going to tell us about his product. So we'll be back with more of Tailgate Radio. But first, Tailgate Nation, I've got a question for you. Are you a beer koozie lover? Or do you know somebody that has this obsession with collecting koozies from all over the country? Kind of like me. You know, I wear that as a badge of honor. And let me tell you, I've got a perfect company for you. It's called Cooler Can Monthly, and it's the only beer koozie subscription service on the planet. Every month, listen to this now, every month they're going to send you a high-quality koozie from some of the greatest spots in the country. One month you might get a koozie from a shady dive bar down here in Texas, and the next month a koozie from a quirky mom-and-pop shop up in Nebraska. Brand new koozies every month from places you've never stepped foot on or heard of in your entire life, and that's what makes this so much fun. Package options include materials like foam or neoprene. You can also choose how long you want to keep your subscription. You can pay month to month or purchase a prepaid package. There's no commitment, and you can cancel anytime. Cooler Can Monthly koozie packages start at less than $5 a month, and shipping is free. Let me say that again. Cooler Can Monthly koozie packages start at less than $5 a month, and shipping is free, making them one of the least expensive subscription clubs around. Now, Cooler Can Monthly makes the perfect gift for your drinking buddy, your college pal, or anybody you want to share a drink with. You know, Mother's Day, Mother's Day's next week, but Father's Day is also around the corner, too. Don't disappoint your parents. Don't do it. What you need to do is you need to go to Cooler Can Monthly, and they're offering a deal to pass along to you right now through Tailgate Radio. Use the promo code TAILGATE15, that's TAILGATE15, and you'll receive 15% off of their subscription packages. Koozie season is officially here, and if you live somewhere like Texas, it's all year long. So check out CoolerCanMonthly.com and start your koozie collection today. Say that five times fast. That's Cooler Can Monthly. Now the only thing cooler than your beer is you. All right, welcome back to Tailgate Radio. I'm so excited to have our guest on this week. He is the founder, creator, inventor of one of the coolest games you're ever going to see and hopefully ever going to play. It is called Football 21. It is a football game made to play in the parking lot of a football game or in your backyard or in your man cave or your game room. Wherever you want to set this thing up, it is going to bring hours and hours of enjoyment and entertainment to anybody who gets involved in playing it. I don't know if I hyped it up enough or not, but I can tell you it's a really, really cool game. Let me bring in right now Chris Rosa from Football 21. Welcome into Tailgate Radio this week.
Oh, great, John. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're in New Jersey, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And you just told me off air that you're a Giants fan.
I don't know if I should announce that to the nation, but yes, I'm a Giants season ticket holder.
And yet, this past week, I was checking out your social media, and I saw that you had a great event this past Saturday in the area, in the Tri-States area, but it was not Giants-related. It was the Jets Fan Fest. Now, is that sacrilege up there?
It might be. It's like, you know, the big brother with the Giants and the Jets, and the Jets, having a tough time to get to the Giants, Super Bowls. But, no, it was great. I got to say the Jet organization treated us fantastic. And if it wasn't for my partner with Football 21, we wouldn't have been able to actually be a part of the Fan Fest. And actually, the Giants and the Jets used to share the Fan Fest together. This year they separated it, which was actually probably better because it got more fans into the building at both facilities. And it was great. The Jets organization really treated us fantastic.
And what goes on over at one of those Fan Fest events?
Yeah, with the Jets and the Giants, what's nice about it, it's very family-oriented. They have a lot of stuff for kids, like catching passes on top of, some of these blow-up type bounce house kind of things, these things they blow up. So you catch passes, you can, they have all sorts of kicking, kick field goals. You can get autographs from various players. They usually have about five or seven players there to take autographs and also, catch passes from. So it's a lot of interaction, which is great for the fans, which, they don't normally get a chance to do.
Tickets are expensive. Parking is expensive. And to bring a family of five or six out to a game is, I know the last time I went to an NFL game, I spent over $1,000. And so to have these Fan Fest events sounds like a really great time for the entire family. And
it really is, yeah.
Yeah, and it seems like you guys were a big part of that.
Yeah, it was. It was great. And it was funny because my partner, Rob Roche, who's an NFL agent, represents a player on the Jets. And he was able to get us into the event, but the funny part was, I did go out and buy a Jets hat to show up. I got to show respect for the organization that's letting us come in and have our Football 21 out there for everybody to enjoy. So as I pulled up to the facility, it was probably harder getting into the Jets facility than probably the White House. I had to go through three or four security checkpoints. I didn't realize I still had my New York Giant license plates on the car, although I did have a hat. They told me to park to the back of the facility, which I did. It was very strange because everybody else was already set up with the vendors there. I was the only car unloading my Football 21 game tables through a back door of the facility. And I said, okay, maybe I'm just early or maybe this is the way they want to do it. But then it clicked. After I got done unloading, I was ready to walk inside. And the security guard said, hey, pal, you know what you can do? Take your car and move it to the front of that dumpster. They made me park in front of the dumpster with my Giant plates so nobody would see it. God honest. I really think he made me do that purposely because of the plates.
Oh, they were ribbing you hard, man. That is hilarious. Yeah. That is hilarious. Is there is it a friendly rivalry? You know, I know like down here, the Texans, it used to be the Oilers, but the Texans and the Cowboys, it's generally a friendly rivalry, but you guys actually share a stadium. And
right.
what kind of competition does that create amongst the fans?
Yeah, you know, believe it or not, the rivalry is a very friendly rivalry because, once again, we don't play each other only once every 4 years, except for preseason. So preseason, you know, there's a lot of hype with the fans, but it's a preseason game. This year, the Giants play the AFC East, and AFC East plays, obviously, the NFC. So, you know, everybody gets, you know, geared up for that. But I got to say, it's usually a fun rivalry. There is a lot of animosity, I believe, with the Jets towards the Giants. Nothing out of the ordinary when it comes time when they do play in the regular season. It's actually pretty smooth sailing.
Yeah, I'm here with Chris Rosa with Football 21, and we're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we transition to that, this last week we had the NFL draft, and how did your New York Giants fare in the draft? Do you feel pretty good about the talent they picked up?
I do, John. I think Sheriff, the tackle out of Iowa, was probably their main objective for their first pick. When he came off the table, I think the next one in line was Eric Flowers. I think the guy from Stanford, is it Pete, the other
right.
Tackle? I think he's very good also. I think the Giants want a little nastiness on the line, although Eric Flowers needs to probably brush up on his technique. He's a little raw. He's only been playing ball for a couple years in college. But he has size, strength, and he brings a little nastiness, which I think the Giants have really lacked on the offensive line. So I think the Giants could work with him on that technique part. But the nasty part and being a mauler is something the Giants, you know, need after they've lost, you know, that offensive line a few years back.
Yeah, and I think the NFC East is wide open this year. I really don't see any real front runner. And any edge that the Giants can get on that line is going to make a big difference for sure.
Yeah, it's always a battle. I mean, the NFC East, I have a lot of respect for every team. You know, every team, no matter what the record, and you say that about a lot of divisions, you know, but the Redskins, Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, it's always a battle. It's always a so to speak, a dogfight every game, no matter what. So makes great watching all season with the division.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Now, do you guys follow college football as well up there? I know you've got Rutgers there in Piscataway. Are there any other teams that you guys follow?
Yeah, you know what? It's pockets, John. It really is up here. It's you do get a college following with different groups of, you know, pockets of people, but it's so driven with pro football, and I think it's because we carry the two teams with the Giants and the Jets. You got the Yankees and the Mets, so there's so much sports going on. It's almost like college football early on takes a little bit of a backseat. Notre Dame seems to be, and Penn State seems to be big followings in New Jersey. Also Rutgers. But I think as you get into November, you start to see a little bit more, enthusiasm with the college football. But early on, you get hit still with the baseball, and then the Giants and Jets are starting out. So it's quite a bit to go around in the early part of the season.
Yeah, it's a great part of the world to watch sports. I've gotten to go to a Yankees game and a Knicks game in the Madison Square Garden. It's just, you know, every venue in that area just has so much history. And I actually even got to go to an Army-Navy game. And
West Point, yeah, it's beautiful.
Just a fantastic environment. So let's talk about Football 21.
I'm really excited about it, John. And, you know, I hope everybody out there listens, you know, either, you know, if you don't get one for yourself, everybody chip in and buy one, you know, because everybody can enjoy it, not just for one person, but a group of friends. The one thing, I guess I have a little bit of OCD in terms of this game. And the reason is I wanted to bring something for the football fans. And a couple of years ago at a Super Bowl party, I sat around. And, you know, I go to the tailgates and do all that thing early in the morning, and I see the beanbag toss and all these great games. And they're great games. But I always said to myself, why isn't there a football game for football fans? Football is not just America's favorite sport. It's America's passion. You know, it's 12 months a year people talk football now. It's what baseball used to be. Baseball used to be the forefront years ago. Now football is. It's a 12-month-a-year excitement with the offseason, the draft. But anyway, with Football 21, I wanted to create something for the fans. And going back a couple years ago, I was sitting at a Super Bowl party, and I saw all these games, darts, pool, pong. And then I said, why isn't there a football game? You're sitting around for 4 hours, you're eating, you're watching commercials, which is great, but you want to do something that's football-related because you're in the mood. And then I looked over, and I saw a tablecloth that had yard lines on it for the Super Bowl. And I said, wow, you know, that's interesting. A tablecloth with yard lines. Maybe I can make a game out of this. Why can't they make a game out of this? I started to put stars all over the tablecloth. And then I said, maybe if we throw something on the tablecloth, and that's how we move down the field. So then I started throwing coin chips or poker chips. I call them coin chips. But I started throwing them onto the tablecloth, and that's how you progress down the field. 2 years later, we got a patent, and I tried to cover everything in this game that's in real football, from fumbles, from pass interference, from unsportsmanlike conduct, to holding, long passes, short passes, onside kick, two-point conversion, anything you want to do. I wanted to give you everything as an option. You don't have to get crazy with it. You can keep it simple. But I wanted to give it everything for the crazy fan out there that wants everything. But then you can scale it back and play it the way you want. Change the rules. It's your game. But I wanted to bring something fun for the football fan, a game, whether it's at home, tailgating, barbecues, when you want to get together and you're in that football mood. And there's nothing like throwing these chips. There's something about throwing these chips on that table.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting because that was one of the questions I was going to ask, because I've got three kids. I've got three boys. Mm-hmm. They're all sports fans. They love anything to do with football. But, right. You know, we take them to tailgate parties, and they do things with us, and we want to have some activities for the kids as well. Is this game scalable to create a simplified version so that the kids can play too?
Absolutely. In fact, the crazy part about this, you know, as you know, kids are brutally honest. They're not going to hold back. They're going to tell you exactly what they feel about anything. So Rob, my partner, the NFL agent, has two boys. So before we even got the prototype done, I just brought it over to his office, and we had his kids play. And it was nerve-wracking because my son hadn't even played the game yet. It's just been really a few adults that had played it who pushed it along and said, Chris, you got to do something with this. It's a great game. But finally, we had some kids play, and his kids loved it. And they actually gave us some great ideas that we took along. And we've gotten great ideas, you know, from everybody. But it was great to see that the kids enjoyed it. And what the kids enjoyed was not just flicking the football. It was actually throwing the chips and landing them on the receivers. And dads like it because dads don't have to mess around with the controller for the video football. Everybody loves the video. I like the video game football. But you know what? This is great for that father-son, too, where they don't have to get the video game out. And mom could jump in. The college kids could jump in. The guys at the, you know, you hang out, that you go to a bar with, you can hang out at your house in the man cave, can do it. Anybody. You could make it simple, or you can go crazy with the rules. You don't have to. The whole objective of this game is to try and land your passes on the receivers. And the everything else, you incorporate as you go along and how you feel.
And I'm looking at the structure, the table itself. That looks amazing. There's just so much detail, and it looks like it's very compact so that you can carry it with it with you pretty easily. Tell us about what your thought process was and how you wanted to construct the actual table.
Yeah, I had seen tables before that are used for the tailgate tables, and that's where I got my football table for my tailgate was online. And they charged, I think it was like $150 or $175 just for the table. And I used that, and I said, wow, you know what, maybe I can get this table and do a graphic for what I want for this game. And the nice part is it folds up into a 2x2. So it's like 11 or 12 pounds, throw it in your car, real easy, and it folds out. Simple. I really probably drove the graphic artist crazy because I wanted everything to be like a real football field. I wanted the cones to be exactly on the 1-inch on the goal line. They made them big, small. I want them perfectly. I wanted everything to be perfect. I want the goal post in the front. As an option, you can get the net in the back to catch the kicks. I wanted the logos. Whatever logos I want to add on to there, I put them specifically on the 50-yard line. Or if somebody wants to make their own logos, I can do that too. I want to customize it. If somebody has a man cave or they have a name of their town they want to put on there, I can do all that. So I want to make this almost like your miniature-type stadium. And I try to keep it as real as possible. And that's what we've tried, even with the goalposts. We've tried to do them to scale to a real goalpost, you know, according to the size of the field.
So from the time you conceived this idea at that party to the time you actually created the first prototype and then have it available, what was that timeline? What did that look like?
Yeah, well, I created this 4 years ago, but it wasn't until my friend and partner, Monty Perez, came back into the picture. I hadn't seen him in probably about 7, 8 years. He was a big Stratomatic baseball fan, football fan as a kid. He loved sports games, old school. So when I saw him last year, he's the one that said, "Chris, what, are you crazy? You got to do something with this." And I said, "Monty, I'll tell you what, myself, you and Rob, we're going to do this together. If you believe in this, let's do it." And it's been in the infancy stages up until about 4 months ago. We really got the patent done and we're ready to roll. But I would say, really, it's just been a year since we actually gone over directions and really established the game plan and the rules. And there's a couple parts to the game as well, but in terms of the rules. But, yeah, probably about a year.
Where did the name Football 21 come from?
Yeah, we had a lot of names. We were thinking of Flick and Kick or these different crazy names, and Monty's like, no, that's not good. Football 21, two reasons. We figure we have to – people in a parking lot aren't going to use a time clock, although you can at home download an app, not ours, but we're going to work on one. We're working on one where you can do two halves of 7 minutes if you want to speed the game along, and there's also rules if you want to use the time version. In a parking lot tailgating, it's the first team to break 21 points. Not score 21 points, but break 21 points. We like 21 because when you're in the tailgating section, people are drinking alcohol, beverages. So 21 and over, we threw that in there as well. So the Football 21 has two meanings. First team to score 21 points, and if you want, we can't put in directions. It could also be a drinking game. You score, you drink 7 seconds of your beer. You see a field goal, 3 seconds. So you could make your own rules according to that. You know, because of liability reasons, we are not going to put that in directions, but we know most people can figure it out. But, yes, this can be a type of beer-drinking type of game that, you know, they want to create as well. But we kept it 21 for the score and also 21 and over for the tailgating section because of alcohol.
Well, you know, that's really, I think that's one that's very responsible of you to have that, you know, that philosophy. I can tell you, though, people will come up with drinking games for just about anything. So having that and making a conscious effort to make sure that, you know, you do have that does represent, hey, we're going to be drinking responsibly. But I've had the pleasure of visiting every NFL football stadium, over 100 college stadiums. I've been to several Canadian Football League stadiums, and yeah, there's drinking going on, but I have rarely seen it get out of hand. So I really commend you and your team for being considerate of that, because I think that's important.
It's funny you mention that, John. At the Giants tailgate that we go to, we used to bring all the food and do all that, and you know, it's a big process. I guess as I'm getting older now, in my early 40s, I'm like, you know what? I don't feel like packing up all that stuff. So we pay $25 for all you can eat and drink. And I always used to make a joke because it would be like 20 bottles of Svedka vodka on these tables. It would be all you can eat and drink. Pay $25 to eat and drink all you want. And you would think that people would just abuse all the alcohol that is out there for them to consume whenever they want at this tailgate for 5 hours. But you know what? People don't. It's like you give it to them and they don't abuse it. It's more like if you don't give it to them, maybe they would abuse it. But it's there, and everybody is pretty much in control. I've never been an issue. So it's interesting you said that, John.
So how can how can the fans get their very own Football 21 setup?
Check out our website. It's even though it's Football 21, it's myfootball2121.com. And just go through the pages. I myself and my two partners, this isn't our only job. So we're not in it, to pay the mortgage, to pay the bills. This is something that we truly love. We have a passion for this game. And I think because of that, it comes out with the way we created this game. And you'll see when you go onto the website, if you do get a table, not only will you get the directions in there, which I put on a nice foam board. There's like 5 pages of directions on a nice foam board. So if you have the nice, game room or man cave, or you just want to frame them, they're nice to post up. I don't just give you a booklet and you have to thumb through the directions on what's a kick, what's a pass. No, everything's on there on these nice foam boards, so you can actually display them wherever you put the game. The other nice part is we're going to give you copies of the directions. You can always go online and print out on the website PDF files of the directions. We also took it a step further. We videoed every part of the game, from interceptions to sacks to passing to onside kicks. It's all there. We shot 3 hours. Wasn't easy. We edited quite a bit of the screw-ups by myself and Monty. But on the website, there's a 6-minute video that goes over everything. So not only can you read it, you're going to see it, and we go over the whole game. And once again, you can treat this game as involved as you like, or you can scale it back with the kids real easy, simply by just landing it on the receiver and moving down the field. You don't have to get crazy with the penalties. But we wanted to cover it all because we know people like me, that's a football nut, they're going to want to take it to the max, and that's what we've done as well.
You folks that are out there that are part of tailgate clubs or alumni associations and are out there and just loyal fans to NFL teams, college, universities, this is a must-have for your group because it's just going to add so much value to that game day experience.
John, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, we're not licensed by the NCAA or NFL, but we've done what we've done with some of the restaurants and pubs and bar establishments is we've branded the table with their logos. Willie McBride's is a big Irish establishment that we've done a few tables for them for their locations, and they branded their logo on the 40-yard line in the end zone. So we envision doing that as well with the colleges if we get licensed at some point. But at the very least, we can do the chips with the colors or put the abbreviations. Even we can do that. We just can't do the names. But we can create as close as possible to the colors and the logos however you want.
Yeah, and a lot of these tailgate clubs have their own logos that aren't based on the team or league. They have their own logos. So you would be able to do that, wouldn't you, if there were no issues?
Great
with
point. Great point. Absolutely.
Get your orders in for your alumni association or your tailgate club now with your personalized Football 21 table game setup.
Well, thank you, John, for having Football 21 on. We really appreciate it to get the word out. It's all about getting the word out on Football 21. But I want to tell everybody, you know, that the table is $199. And just keep in mind, if it was just a regular tailgate table, it would probably be $150. So for $199, we're going to get you the game. My email's on there. You know, we're here to, help you and assist you any way we can once you get the table. If you don't understand anything from the video or directions, hey, you can email me. I'll call you. I'll get back to you. And we'll be sure to, walk you, along with the game. Because eventually, I want this to become something second nature where the guy down the street has one at the game and it's like it flows. And that's what you'll notice with this game. After you play a couple of series of playing the game of, with the punts and the kicks and the passing, it flows. You'll notice people don't even talk too much anymore. The game just flows. And that's what I want to do. I want to get this to the point where everybody loves the game and, it flows and it's something that they enjoy.
And go to that website, myfootball21.com, and watch that video that they've got on the front page, the splash page. If that doesn't get you pumped up to play the game, nothing will. Chris, I want to thank you once again,
John,
for coming in, and we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this.
All right, Tailgate Nation, I want to talk to you right now about the Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna. It is a revolution in entertainment. Now, let me tell you what I mean. From the stadium to the shore to the great outdoors, the Tailgater gives you access to HD dish programming, including all those college games and NFL games you want to watch when you're out in the parking lot. And it'll do it no matter where you want to watch it. Now, listen to this. It has a fast and simple plug-in and push-button setup. Nothing is more convenient than that, especially when you're getting everything else set up out in the parking lot for game day. It has full HD and SD dish programming. It automatically acquires that satellite signal, and it's lightweight and portable. It weighs under 10 pounds. It has a durable and weather-resistant casing, so whether you're tailgating in the deserts of Arizona or up in the Northeast where there's tons of snow falling down later in the year, you're covered. And listen to this, folks. It's a pay-as-you-go or add-to-your-existing dish account with no startup or cancellation fees. Let me repeat that. It's a pay-as-you-go or you can add to your existing dish account with no startup or no cancellation fees. Now, here's some really cool stuff, too. The Tailgater Portable Satellite Antenna was the winner of an International Consumer Electronics Show Innovations Award for Design. It was created by King in collaboration with Dish, and it's the lowest-cost antenna of its type on the market. Now, here's some really cool news. It has awesome customer satisfaction, with over 90% of the owners saying they would recommend it to a friend. So never miss another game and tailgate like a pro. Visit kingcontrols.com to find a retailer near you or go to getyourtailgater.com and order it online. That's kingcontrols.com or getyourtailgater.com.
And welcome back to the show this week. You know, folks, everybody's got an opinion about sports, and we're no exception here at Tailgate Radio. However, we have someone that speaks his mind, gives us his opinion in his own unique way. He is the sports mouth of the South, Jason Fairchild. So with that being said, let's head over to Jason Fairchild with this week's Big Time Breakdown.
It's time for the Big Time Breakdown. Big Time Breakdown. Big Time Breakdown.
The National Football League held its annual draft last Thursday in Chicago, starting with round one and concluded on Saturday. The draft seems to be losing some of its popularity since slightly over 30% of all current NFL players went undrafted. The NFL began this year with rotating sites, starting with Chicago, and begins to try to regain some momentum after New York City has lost its sexy appeal for the annual event. Let's take a look at a couple of picks that were highly questionable. The top two pass rushers this year were Shane Ray from Missouri and Randy Gregory from Nebraska. Both plummeted in the draft due to marijuana issues. Considered high first-round picks, they cost themselves millions by choosing to get high rather than preparing to live out a lifelong dream of playing in the NFL. Let's take a look at Shane Ray first. Originally ranked as high as number 5 on some mock draft boards, he slipped to number 23 and went to Denver. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Let's draft a guy with a marijuana problem to a city which resides in a state where weed is actually legal. Are you freaking kidding me? That's like putting a fat kid in front of an ice cream bar and telling him he can only have the fruit toppings. I don't know who deserves the prize for what the hell I was thinking more. John Elway and the Broncos for drafting Ray, or Ray himself for getting pulled over for speeding at 5:30 in the morning days before the draft with marijuana in his possession. Here's a little note. Was it the first time Ray tried marijuana? I don't think he woke up 3 days before the draft at 5:00 in the morning and said, "Hey, I think I'll go buy some weed today." Are you freaking kidding me? Of course, Ray apologized to everyone from his mother to the Broncos to the president. 72 hours before you're about to become a multimillionaire, and instead of sleeping, Shane Ray, you're out joyriding getting high. Are you freaking kidding me? A cocky Ray was quoted after the draft saying, "I want to show all those teams that passed on me that they made a huge mistake." Sadly, Shane, the only mistake that was made was by you and the fire that you were smoking 3 days before the draft. Are you freaking kidding me? Next, Randy Gregory, another highly touted pass rusher, fell all the way to the 60th pick on day two of the draft. Who was the lucky team to land his services, you ask? The Dallas Cowboys. Gregory also once projected as a top 15 pick, tested positive for marijuana at the draft combine workouts in February. Are you freaking kidding me, Randy? You just had to smoke weed before you went to the combine. By the way, the athletes and their agents are fully aware of the testing that takes place at the annual event. Gregory's desire to get high was more important than a $1 million contract. Gregory has stated publicly that he does not have a problem with marijuana. He's just immature and stubborn, which has led to bad decisions. Okay, so let me get this right. By smoking weed, not only does that mature you and make you less stubborn, but it's going to help you make better decisions. Okay, sounds good to me, Randy. Sounds just like a guy the Cowboys need too, right? He, along with Greg Hardy, seem to be quality character guys for a team that would have you believe that character counts when it comes to its players. Are you freaking kidding me? On to Vegas we go, where on Saturday night the fight of the century took place between Floyd Money Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. for all the pre-fight hype. It's what happened late Friday night before the fight that really pissed me off. Floyd has an extensive and well-documented history with domestic violence against women, including serving jail time. Michelle Beadle of ESPN and Rachel Nichols of CNN have both been very outspoken but also very fair in questioning and reporting on Mayweather and his past. Well, being the small man that Floyd is, he had both the journalists' media credentials pulled late Friday, prohibiting them from attending the fight. Are you freaking kidding me? Here's an idea, Floyd. If you don't want people to ask you about your past and hitting women, then don't do it. Try being the man that you want everyone to believe that you are and admit and own your mistakes rather than running from them. Damage control was in full effect Saturday morning once this became public, as Mayweather Promotion said there was a misunderstanding, which we all know is code for, we made a real stupid decision and got caught. Although Beadle and Nichols both had their credentials reinstated, it was too late. Both had left and chose not to attend the fight. Sadly, there was just as many women cheering for Mayweather Saturday night as men. I can only speculate that this happens because the women didn't know the other women that Floyd had previously abused personally, which saddens me even further. But hey, for all you Floyd fans out there, let's see if this matters. Before you cheer for him next time, before you plop down the next $100, why don't you do a little research? Why don't you read the chilling handwritten account by one of Floyd's children as they watched their father beat their mother? Would that be enough for you not to cheer for Floyd? Would it? Are you freaking kidding me? Tune in next week to Tailgate Radio as we debut something new on the Big Time Breakdown, Don't See TV. As always, there's no me without you, the listener. You can reach Big Time Breakdown on Twitter at BTB Sports Radio. That's at BTB Sports Radio. We like and appreciate all feedback, whether it's good or bad, whether you love us or you think we just suck. We still want to hear it. Until next week, I'm the sports mouth of the South, Jason Fairchild, and you've been listening to Tailgate Radio.
All right, folks, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I want to thank my very special guest, Chris Rosa, with Football 21. Head over to their website at MyFootball21. Check out that great game. Purchase that for your tailgate club, your alumni association, your backyard, your tailgate party, your man cave, wherever it is you want to play this game. Get your friends and family involved. Get your kids involved, too, and have a great time playing Football 21. I also want to thank the sports mouth of the South, Jason Fairchild, for coming in and giving his Are You Freaking Kidding Me segment. It's always interesting, his opinions, his ideas, his thought process, and always exciting. He's the host of the Big Time Breakdown, and you can check him out on Twitter at BTB Sports Radio, and you can let him know what you think of his opinion, and I'm sure he will reciprocate and let you know what he thinks of you. So I want to thank everybody here at Game Day Media in San Antonio for continuing to help make Tailgate Radio the show that it is, and all the hard work and support that you put into the show every week. And as we always say, folks, keep the drinks cold, the grill hot, and we will see you in the parking lot. Catch your asses on down the road.
Check 1, 2.
Game Day Media.